The Austin Daily Drop starts in 30 seconds and is supported by ABC Home and Commercial Services. As you may have noticed, summer heat is here, which tends to put Austin's insect population in motion, specifically into your house, where hopefully it's nice and cool. Ants, roaches, some folks even have scorpions, fleas out in the yard looking to piggyback in on the pets. For pest control, Austinites have been leaning on ABC Home and Commercial Services for over 7 decades. They'll get you pest-free and keep you that way with plans that include complimentary spot checks. If a bug gets past ABC, they'll come back and squash it for free. ABCHomeandCommercial.com. Monday, June 27, 2022. This is the Austin Daily Drop. Thanks for finding us. I'm Chris Mosier. Stand by for news. In the wake of Friday's decision from the U.S. Supreme Court announcing the overturning of Roe v. Wade, thousands of Austinites spent their weekend protesting and demonstrating for reproductive rights. Austonia says that Friday evening, just hours after the court overturned the ruling, a crowd of about 1,000 people gathered at the federal courthouse downtown with signs in hand before marching to the Texas Capitol. Saturday saw about 5,000 protesters in a march to the Capitol that afterwards veered into civil disobedience, shutting down several downtown streets on Saturday. The Statesman says Saturday's protest also saw an Austin Police Department move to block the demonstrators' advance through downtown, though APD Chief Joe Chacone commented that the crowd of protesters was generally very cooperative and peaceful. And Saturday, gubernatorial candidate Beto O'Rourke joined abortion rights advocates in a statewide rally for reproductive freedom at Pan American Neighborhood Park in East Austin, where 6,000 people gathered, many of whom continued protesting in the downtown area last night. A push to force all 10 Austin City Council members to stand for re-election this year has been officially ended by the Texas Supreme Court, who have declined to hear the case. Community Impact says that the original lawsuit held that Austin's redistricting process of 2021 effectively disenfranchised thousands of voters by redrawing city council district boundaries for the first time since transitioning to single-member districts, shifting some residents into districts where they had not voted for their own representative. Lawyers for the city countered that the residents suing over the issue did not have standing, and that Austinites now living in a new district will have their right to vote preserved through the next relevant civic election. The state's highest court declined to counter lower court rulings against the lawsuit, which is now finally defeated. The Austin Fire Department has deployed firefighters and equipment to join in battling the Dempsey Fire in Palo Pinto County, which is just west of Fort Worth. CBS Austin says AFD sent one apparatus and 4 crew members out on Friday as part of a statewide Texas Interstate Fire Mutual Aid System request through the Texas A&M Forest Service, joining fire crews from around the state. KRLD News Radio in Dallas says the fire has now consumed over 12,000 acres and is at only 18% containment as of this morning. Austin Public Health has reversed course on closing its last COVID-19 vaccination center due to demand from parents of younger kids. The Statesman says the site at Old Sims Elementary administered 173 doses in the first 2 days of vaccinating babies and toddlers, marking unexpectedly high demand resulting from backlogs at pediatricians' offices and pharmacy policies against vaccinating children younger than 3. Austin Public Health is also awaiting results from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to confirm what would be the first case of monkeypox in Travis County. Another one here from Community Impact, who say the individual with the presumptive case came into close contact with someone from out of state who is also being evaluated for the infection, and that Austin Public Health is now conducting local contact tracing. If you know this person and have been around them lately, you might reach out. Coming up, a major loss for Austin's gaming tech community. Trouble at one of Austin's longtime cultural museums. A draw is better than a loss for Austin FC. And not to get your hopes up too much, but it's looking like rain this week. All in 30 seconds after a quick thanks to Bobby Jenkins and all of our friends at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Bugs may be bugging you with this hot weather outside. They'd like to get cooled off and get a drink of water and just kind of chill in your crib, which is not likely cool with you and definitely not cool with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You want to hit the website ABCHomeandCommercial.com to get on schedule for pest control from ABC, which involves getting rid of all the bugs in your abode and also complimentary spot checks as long as you stay on schedule. Should a bug get past ABC, they'll come back and take care of that for no additional charge. ABCHomeandCommercial.com to find out about pest control from ABC. John Nagel II, an Austin-based entrepreneur who founded several interactive gaming companies here, died last week in a helicopter accident. The Austin Business Journal says Nagel moved to Austin in 1996 and was founder or co-founder of several Austin-based gaming startups, including Thrust Vector and Phaser Lock Interactive. Nagel was most recently director of advanced concepts at Austin-based Fusion Constructive LLC. CBS News says Nagel and five others died when a Vietnam-era helicopter they were riding in went down last week in West Virginia. Several board members of Mexicart Museum. Since 1983, Austin's premier showcase of traditional and contemporary Mexican and Latino art and culture have resigned, citing concerns about the museum's management and leadership. The arts news website sightlinesmag.org says board president Michael Torres and treasurer George Elliman are among those bowing out following claims made last week by present and former museum workers about unsafe working conditions, improper art storage, and employee harassment and discrimination. Sightlines says attempts to secure a statement from Mexicart Executive Director Sylvia Orozco have been unsuccessful. Austin FC clawed back from a 2-0 deficit versus FC Dallas on Saturday, eventually ending the match in a 2-2 draw. Jeremiah Bentley of the Moon Tower Soccer Podcast says it was another sold-out crowd and that late goals from Sebastian Drusy and substitute Danny Hosen tied it up, and that Austin FC supporters displayed banners calling for an end to gun violence during the national anthem. Way to go, Verde Nation. And could it be a tropical low and an unusual June cold front are primed to drop temperatures into the 90s for much of this week, bringing also a chance of desperately needed rain? Best rain chances today will come between 3 p.m. and 10 p.m. tonight. High today of 98, highs Tuesday through Thursday in the mid-90s, and another strong chance of rain for Friday with a downright chilly high of 92. Let's hope this all holds together this week. And that's the Austin Daily Drop, y'all. I'm Chris Mosier. Links to all these stories can be found in our show notes at austindailydrop.com. You'll also find their recent episodes of the podcast that likely include stories you haven't heard yet, so please do listen back. We appreciate your time. Have a great Monday. We will catch you again tomorrow morning. The Austin Daily Drop is generously supported by ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the summer heat on, there's something trying to get in your house. Not talking about the kids, talking about bugs. Hot temperatures means bugs are on the move in Austin. We're talking ants, roaches, fleas. Some folks, especially on the edge of town, might have scorpions. So what to do? Two choices. Head for the hardware store, grab some of that toxic slop and slop away. Good luck with that. Or call a professional. In Austin, Texas, the professionals are ABC Home and Commercial Services. Bobby Jenkins and the crew have been treating homes for insect problems for almost 70 years as a family business. They'll design a program for your home, get rid of those bugs, and keep you on a schedule to keep your home treated regularly. In the meantime, if a bug gets past ABC, they'll come back and take care of it complimentary. They want you fully satisfied with their services. Hit abchomeandcommercial.com to find out more. ABC Home and Commercial Services, practicing social distancing and still specialists for your environment.